I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to the Stress Mastery Podcast Saturday edition. I am your host, Coach Lee, filling in for Mark Middlestead. This week on the Stress Mastery Podcast, our topic is Green Focus Power Hour. Before we get started today, I would like to remind you that access to the Stress Mastery community is absolutely free for the first 30 days. Sign up today and complete access to the courses, evaluations, community discussions, and more instantly. This Saturday, I would like to talk about Green Focus Power Hour and how it's changed my life. When I started 6 years ago, I was excited and scared since I had never done anything like this before. The first day was easy, it being a new thing for me. I woke up excited to start to change my life. The second day was just as easy, but going forward, I missed day three. And since I was coaching with Bill at the time, he said everyone falls down and some stay down, but others get right back up, which are you. I got up and I started again. I've been doing Green Focus Power Hour for the last 6 years. I even do it on my family vacations. I'm usually up before everyone anyway. But if by chance I wake up late, they all know I have to do this to start my day. Like someone that drinks coffee, I do Green Focus Power Hour. What does Green Focus Power Hour do for me? It helps me face my daily challenges. When I wake up in the morning, my ego, even after 6 years, still says, let's skip that today. I laugh to myself and I go to my Green Focus Power Hour area and start my day. Green Focus Power Hour helps me clear my head in the morning. Now, when my work day starts, I am in the green zone. I have other tools that I use for my schedule, such as Green Focus Management. That's a whole nother subject that we can talk about another time. Green Focus Power Hour. First thing I do is I read a book of my choice for self-improvement. I read for sometimes 10 minutes or longer. By the way, when I started this 6 years ago, I hadn't read a book since high school. A very long time has passed. Next, I do journaling. This helps me clear my mind before I meditate. When I write what comes to mind, 10 minutes. You can write about anything, just keep writing for 10 minutes. Affirmations. This one took some time for me when I first started. I'd never done this before, so when I found the affirmation that touched me the most, that's what I used. It can be anything you want or anything you are working on in your life. Today I use I am whole, perfect, powerful, strong, loving, harmonious, happy. I am free. I am free. I am free. Next is visualization. I take a current goal that I'm working on. I visualize that goal is done in my mind, so I see it done. Like having a tailor-made clothing to fit my body, the body I have worked on that looks amazing. Meditation. I do this to help me with awareness to see my ego more quickly. This was the most difficult thing for me when I started. I was like, Bill's nuts. I have ADHD. I can't sit still for a moment. Sit still for 10 minutes, I laughed, but I did it. I am still doing it today. My first time was 2 minutes if I was lucky. I was able to grow from there. Within my first week, I was at 10 minutes. Now I meditate for 20 minutes in the morning to start my day and 10 minutes at night to close my day. I don't miss because I don't want to miss. I know people out there like me that laugh at meditations. 10 minutes, you're crazy. The longest I've done is 1 hour, and I've done that multiple times. When I started 6 years ago, it was 2 minutes. If I can do it, anyone can. The last thing I do is movement. This was probably the easiest thing for me to move for 10 minutes. ADHD, that's easy. I like to keep moving. From there, I started working out again. this time with a goal and a purpose to have a healthy body. The body supports the mind. I'm an ApoE. That means my body doesn't process things like chicken and beef. In order to support the mind, I eat seafood. Again, that's a whole different subject. To review, 1 hour, broken into 6 10-minute exercises. Set a timer. Read something to expand your mind. Journaling helps you to get rid of old programs. Affirmations help you to let go and reinforce positive changes you were making. Visualization helps you to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Meditation helps you with awareness. Movement helps the body support the mind. I get it. Waking up an hour early. For this may seem like a crazy thing to do. It has been worth it for me. Yes, we all have the same 24 hours in a day. So you will have to give up an hour of something else. Because you need the first hour of this day. Can you afford 1 hour less of sleep? If not, skip an hour of TV or surfing the web at night. So you can go to bed an hour earlier. You get up an hour earlier and miss no sleep. You can find the time if you choose to. It is worth it. You are worth it. You get to decide where to get the hour from. This habit can transform you, your day, each and every day. Will you run the day or will the day run you? The choice is yours. Every morning, it's never too late to change. That's it for today's show. Thank you for listening to this Saturday's episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission by simply like, share, or subscribe. The links are right below the show notes. If you have any questions or want help getting started with Green Focus Power Hour, just email me at lee@livingrightwithbillcourtwright.com, and I'll make sure I take care of any questions or concerns you may have.